A fan favorite for almost four decades, Tigertown Graphics has been designing and printing t-shirts in downtown Clemson since 1988. Looking for a vintage vibe with a modern twist? Check out our latest collection of classic styles and current concepts. Find us at 360 College Avenue or shop online anytime at tigertowngraphics.com. For 37 years, it's where Tigers get their stripes.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're back. We have lots to do, lots of college football to cover, and obviously our main focus is the Clemson game against Georgia Tech, which is the new biggest game of the year, and will be that way at least for a few weeks. And it does seem like a tipping point to the season. It wouldn't be true that there's no chance of recovery, but it would take a flip, maybe the magnitude of which we haven't seen before, in terms of how this team is playing. And if this team were to play poorly against Georgia Tech in Atlanta, then I would think they're done. Not to mention the fact that, you know, the ACC is more competitive than we thought. There are other teams that are playing at a high level, and you know, it becomes an issue of positioning for the championship game. And you're definitely not getting to the playoff as a non-championship competitor in the ACC. Butch and then Jason. Butch, how are you, Butch? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt, buddy. How you doing?
Good, Butch. Welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. You know, you brought up an interesting point. I know I called about talk about the Gamecocks, but with that Clemson game, I was wondering, is that going to be the real test game for them this year to kind of set the tone for them?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a dangerous game. I mean, I think Georgia Tech's very confident. I think they feel good about who they are and what they are. They feel good about the leadership of their quarterback and what they can do in their running attack, and they've fared really well under this coaching staff against ranked opponents. So, you know, I think they feel like this is a game they can win, and Clemson needs to play well, because I think Clemson needs to play better than they've played thus far to go there and win this game, and we'll find out. I mean, at some level, it all comes down to the quarterback. I mean, I think that Antonio Williams's absence has really hurt, but at some level, this comes down to the quarterback and his level of confidence. And for whatever reason, Cade has not been confident through two games. And some want to say, well, he got some confidence in the second half against Troy. I don't know. Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah. And like I said, man, I was calling just to ask a question on that. I ain't wishing no bad juju right now because the Gamecocks has got their hands full.
Yep. Yep.
You know what I watched the preseason, and they were, you know, the pre, like, when they talk about the teams, how good or bad they're going to be. And when they said that the Gamecocks is going to be a 6-6 team, I was like, there's no way. Well, after watching them play them first two games, that's very realistic.
Yeah.
That is very realistic.
Well, you know, one thing I will say is, look, I don't – looking all around the country, I don't think anybody's really looked great yet. You know, and it sometimes takes some time. And we all want to see it immediately, but it doesn't always work that way. So, you know, I think we'll find out a lot more this weekend about all these teams. I sort of – I labeled this Prove It Week a few days ago. And I think we're going to find out a lot. We're going to find out a lot about – who Clemson is, who Georgia Tech is, who South Carolina is, who Vandy is, who Georgia is, who Tennessee is, etc.
Who Florida doggone is.
Yeah, who LSU is.
Yep. Because LSU didn't look great against Clemson. Not at all. Not impressed at all.
Well, you know, I think they look good in some areas and not so good in others, but that's a game one, and that's a tough way to start a season, you know. So we'll see. Hey, Butch, good speaking to you. Thank you for calling.
Hey, you too, Walt.
Yep, thank you. Let me get to Jason in Columbia. I think I cut him off. I didn't mean to, Butch. I apologize. Jason, good to have you as always.
Hey, Walt. You know, real quick on my second favorite team, the Gamecocks, of course.
Yes.
I did enjoy Joe's smack talking Vanderbilt. That's big stuff. You know, when people talk about owning Vanderbilt, you know, obviously South Carolina, it's been, I think, 16 years or 14 years, something like that, since they lost to Vanderbilt. You know, in the time since then, Vanderbilt's only beaten 11 SEC teams. So pretty much everybody with a pulse in the SEC owns Vanderbilt to one extent or the other. So I don't have a lot of hope.
But I mean, not this Vanderbilt team. You know, I mean, you know, again.
Hopefully.
You know, listen, at some point we have to acknowledge that Pavia beat Alabama. He beat Auburn and Hugh Freeze multiple times on the plains, both where he is at Vandy and at New Mexico State. You know, and he almost beat Texas last year. And, you know, now he just destroyed Virginia Tech. Now, obviously not an SEC team, but you know, a team that looked pretty good playing an SEC team in week one. So, you know.
Well, from your lips to God's ears, I'm not going to hold my breath, but obviously I'd love to see it. You know, it is interesting on Sellers, and we've all sung his praises. I actually heard and I think Qualt talked about this at some point in the last week or two, and then I actually heard Ellis Johnson mention it, that he thinks it is kind of weird, like, if you look at the way they run that offense, like, basically Lenora Sellers never throws the ball between the hashes unless it's an RPO.
Well, he's not throwing the ball at all. See, I don't think it's just between the hashes. He's not throwing the ball at all. I don't think it's a lack of confidence in Sellers. We didn't see any lack of confidence in Sellers last year. They let him play. They turned him loose, and he was super dynamic. But if you're going to keep him in a box, then you're doing an enormous favor for the opponent. I mean, if Lenore Sellers, you know, think about this, Jason. Think about how many plays he makes off schedule, okay? And he did a bunch of those things against Clemson to beat Clemson in the fourth quarter. Those are not planned runs, or most of them weren't. You know, those are off schedule things just based on his insane degree of athleticism. But if you never drop him back to throw the ball, you're not going to get that either.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost. I remember, you know, my best friend's a Gamecock, and he's very upset after their bowl game, and he's like, "This is Shula's plan," because he made the case that Shula neutered Sellers in the pocket.
Yeah.
During that bowl game,
I think that's right.
And You know, I know that's a concern he still has. But, you know, at the same time, like you said, we're two games in.
Yeah.
Obviously, I mean, let's be real. South Carolina looked like they were going to lose to Old Dominion last year in the first game. And so, I mean, they obviously bounced back to have a good season. So nothing's in stone at this point. But I tell you one thing I'm worried is.
But it might be after this weekend.
I was going to say, I don't know, man. Maybe I'm a doubting Thomas, but I'm not feeling great. And going into Georgia Tech, and if you could flip the intangibles, not necessarily the talent, but just the intangibles between Haynes King and Cade Klubnik now, I think we would kill them.
Yep.
You know, because, I mean, there's no question Clemson has way more talent than Georgia Tech, but right now there's no question which quarterback has the most just, I mean – I hate to use the word guts because I don't think Cade's like a coward or anything like that, but he's just not playing with any confidence, like you said, and it's been really confounding to watch. You know, at this point in his career, Cade should be a Jedi master in this offense. Now, and I say that knowing that even the greatest, Deshaun, kind of sputtered out the gates in his championship season here at Clemson, but to me, that's different from what we've seen with Cade. The first two games, it's just it's different altogether. And like you said, Cade, I love him, and he had such a rebound season last year. But you know, we still have the memories of what 2023 looked like, and it's making us kind of jittery. So,
maybe not so subtle difference, but you know, look, Deshaun Watson had ultimate confidence, even arrogance, maybe to too great a degree at times. You know, that he would put the ball in jeopardy at times because he just so believed in his own ability to squeeze it in and to make plays. You know, Cade has had, I don't know, maybe almost like a false bravado or a false confidence that doesn't seem quite real, that sort of ebbs and flows depending on, you know, the particulars of the moment. See, Watson never suffered from that. Even in his worst moments, he never suffered from a belief that he wouldn't make the next play. You know, if he got picked off two times in a row, he was 100% convinced his next throw was going to be a touchdown pass.
No, that's a well-taken point. Not only that, but I mean, you could see it in the other players. Yeah. Other players feared Watson.
Yeah.
I mean, they feared him, and they respected him. You know, Deshaun would get up and dance on people after he scored or made a play, and other players would just kind of laugh and tap him on the helmet like they couldn't say anything to him. Yeah. Like, nobody got in his face, you know what I mean? Like, it just, he did have that. He had a very true confidence. So, and like you said, I'm concerned about, like, the cutback lanes. You know, Dabo actually called out one of those plays where Troy had a big run this week.
Yeah.
And everything was set up perfectly except for Sammy jumped into the wrong gap and allowed himself to be walled off.
Yeah, and, I've mentioned this.
You know, I am concerned about that.
This is going to be a real sort of proving learning ground, I think, for Sammy. And I'm obviously I love the player. I think this is potentially a difficult matchup for him because I think they're going to try and take advantage of his youth and inexperience. And given all the experience they have and the nature of this offense with all the things they're throwing at you, I mean, they're going to try and lure Sammy into some things and try and take advantage of him. And we'll find out how that all plays out.
And, I mean, if you watch that play that Dad was talking about, it's exactly what you're saying because he's following. There's motion, and there's also a mesh between the quarterback and running back, and he's got his eyes in the backfield looking at that mesh.
Yep.
And before he knows it, the lineman has jumped out on him and walled him off, you know. So, I'm very concerned about that. And then here's the other thing, Walt, and it's not an excuse. It's just reality. When we were going into the season predicting Clemson to be in the hunt for the national title, I thought we were going to have our best players. I thought Antonio Williams, Tristan Lee, Khalil Barnes on the defense, I thought they would be there.
Yeah.
And it sounds like all three of those guys are probably not going to be there tomorrow, and possibly Thurman is going to be missing again as well. So at some point, you know, I'm going through this with my Niners. At some point, you got to have your players on the field.
It's you. You're the curse, Jason. We just figured that out. It's you. We just figured that out. You just reminded me. Your whole Niners are all in a MASH unit, too.
You know, now I'm nervous for Anthony Edwards. We got to put some bubble wrap on Anthony. So, but no, Walt, I just, at some point, you got to have your best guys out there on the field to be able to achieve your ultimate goal. So, I'm, color me nervous. Hopefully, I'm proven wrong, Walt, but I'm just not feeling great about tomorrow.
I get it. Thank you, Jason. Good job. Good talking to you as always. Yeah, look, I get all of that. I think that, and I do think, and I've emphasized that, I think Antonio Williams is a major loss, And I think he's the leader of that room. And I've said multiple times, I think he was Cade's security blanket along with Brenningstuhl. And, you know, I think there was a belief that the loss of Brenningstuhl wouldn't matter because Clemson had all this talent at tight end. And I believed in Bentancur and, you know, and we've seen, you know, flashes from that group, and maybe some of it's not them, maybe some of it is Cade. I think that's fair to say, but you have missed the consistency of Brenningstuhl in terms of what he gave you as a receiver, because when you look at this offense from a year ago to right now, you're missing like about 12 receptions a game, you know, that went to Williams and Brenningstuhl, whatever that number is. You know, it's something of that sort that went to those two guys, whether it's 10, whether it's 12, whatever it is, that went to those two guys. And Cade knew those guys. He knew where they were going to be. He trusted in them. And listen, we've spoken many times about how fragile the world of these college quarterbacks is. Now, that changes when a guy is truly elite. But when a guy is good, but maybe not, you know, Trevor or Deshaun good, that changes, you know, and anytime their world is disrupted, their stats show it. Their production and productivity sinks. And I think that's a real thing that Clemson's dealing with right now. And I don't know whether you get that back in the second half against Troy because Cade and Wesco had a couple connections. I don't know. That seems a little bit of a reach. We'll see. We're going to find out. I mean, I don't have any great conviction on this game in terms of what's going to happen with it. I think it's going to be close. I don't think it's going to be particularly high scoring. I think the total in this game is like 51, 52, whatever it is. I think it would go lower than that at this point. You know, I do think both teams have some big play capability, but, you know, again, Georgia Tech, their goal against Clemson is going to be to take the air out of the ball. Now, if they get big plays along the way, they'll take that. But their goal is going to be to make this a low possession game, which, again, goes back to first down for Georgia Tech. First down offensive productivity for Georgia Tech. First down defensive productivity from Clemson. In other words, the team that wins first down, between the Georgia Tech offense and the Clemson defense, that's going to be the team that wins the game. Without even talking about the Clemson offense versus the Georgia Tech defense, which we're going to get to. We're going to get to that and more, all the rest of the games. We're going to do it all. We're covering all of college football today. Walt Dibtula, Road Rage, quick break.
What would you do if you had a little bit more money to do it?
I'd go to law school.
I'd open a bakery.
I'd travel to visit my grandparents I haven't seen in 10 years.
We all have things we want to do in life, and there are people who want to help you do them. So how do we best ask for that help? GoFundMe. GoFundMe is the number one fundraising platform. 200 million people have used GoFundMe to support people doing things like furthering their education, starting a small business, or bringing people together in support of a cause. No matter what your goals are, GoFundMe helps you take an important step toward them. GoFundMe is free to set up and manage, easy to use, and designed to help you reach your goals.
The community was so supportive in helping me finally open my bakery. Now every day I wake up and get to do what I love. And it all started with GoFundMe.
What would you do if you had the money to do it? Get started today with GoFundMe. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com/power. That's GoFundMe.com/power. GoFundMe.com/POWER. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe with actors voicing experiences inspired by our users.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, I've been told we have a new invader.
It's called the Spotted Lanternfly. It's got big wings, and it's red, and it's got spots. If you call us, we can tell you all about it. But we have a good program to keep them at bay. And if we don't, they're going to kill a lot of our trees, like 54 different species of tree. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Hey y'all, Robert Kraft here, owner of Clemson Sock Shop, located inside New Teak Boutique on Pendleton Square. Whether you're looking for funny socks, funky socks, practical socks, or nostalgic socks, we've got you covered. We're a family-owned small business and are sure to carry a sock that will make you and your feet smile. Shop with us Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays until 4 inside New Teak Boutique on Pendleton Square, where it's always buy five, get one free. Clemson Sock Shop. It's fun fashion for your feet.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch? Not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
Your food is best when you know where it comes from. AMPM Farms offers beef raised here in the upstate, along with 70 vendors featuring raw milk, farm and dairy products, and more. Weekly wild game and burger flights, AMPM Farms is providing your family the very best. Plan your next meal, cookout, or tailgate with AMPM Farms. 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville and Travelers Rest, 164 South Main in Fountain Inn, 3085 Allen Bridge Road. Online, AMPM Farms, butcheryandmarket.com.
Turning 65? Don't make a mistake you'll regret for the rest of your life. Get the plan that fits you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
What's going on, everybody? Facts and Childress here from Facts on Sports. I'll be live alongside John Hyde from 9 a.m. to noon on the Monday edition of the program. Jam-packed weekend in the sports world. We'll do our best to unpack all of it, including a full recap of Clemson and Georgia Tech battle down on the flats in Atlanta. You want to know everything you need to know about GT Clemson? Find us from 9 a.m. to noon as we'll break down that game, amongst others. Really excited for this week of shows. Should be a great time on the program. 654-ROAR is the number. See you soon.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 in monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, your home for all things analytics and salary cap analysis.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm five?
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Yeah.
Do ya? Hey, you know, I mentioned this before. Mr. Fender sent me this as well. I guess that this is in response to my mentioning. I don't know. Maybe he sent this first. I'm not sure. He sent it 17 minutes ago. I don't know how long ago I mentioned this, but this is on my docket to speak about today. I don't know if we're going to get to this or not, but I find it remarkable that seemingly no one cares about this, that the NCAA is investigating sports betting violations against 13 college basketball players at six Division I programs. If that's not alarming to you, I don't know what could be. I mean, the integrity of sports, we, the Roar, we make our livings discussing sports. Sports. Not fake wrestling. Not guaranteed outcomes. Sports. And in order to have sport, you have to have integrity and trust. How on earth can you have integrity and trust if the NCAA is investigating 13 different college basketball players at six Division I programs? What's the first thing that pops into your head, Ramona, in relation to that?
You mean something that happened before?
No, not necessarily, but just in relation to that headline. NCAA that, investigating sports betting violations against 13 college basketball players at six Division I programs.
I was thinking about that, that if they found six programs, there's way more.
Bang! That's it, exactly! That's it, exactly! Like Aaron Hernandez may have killed one person that
By
people
the way,
know.
Well, you've been especially brilliant.
Aaron Hernandez might have killed one person that people know of. How many people do you think Aaron Hernandez actually killed? How many would
right.
you guess?
Right.
You know, because I don't know. If I had to guess, I'd probably guess like 20. Like, because everybody who came into his path had a problem. And so that's the point. You know, like this guy who was arrested, this guy who's now arrested, the guy who killed the girl in North Carolina, he was arrested and released 14 times. Those are the times he got caught. How many times didn't he get caught? 1,000? You understand what I'm saying? So
I absolutely do.
Right. So you hit this exactly, Ramona. This is exactly my first thought. If the NCAA has found, the NCAA's been asleep at the wheel for how long? If they have found 13 college basketball players at six different Division I programs that they believe are throwing games, because that's what they're doing. They're talking about shaving points. Then how many actually are there? And does it make any sense to even talk about outcome or who we picked here or who we picked there if the outcomes are being predetermined? Because, again, if the headline says that the NCAA is investigating 13 college basketball players at six Division I programs, I think we can extrapolate that out and make an educated guess that that number is probably more like 150 and in terms of the players that need to be investigated, and the number of schools is probably more like 100. I think that's what a reasonable person would conclude from that headline. That's before we get into the nuts and bolts about what they actually did. We have a problem. Make no mistake about it. This marriage, and has it always gone on? Maybe. Maybe. Maybe just more of them are getting caught now. I don't know. I don't know whether the ease with which college players can gamble now through all of these outlets has increased the danger in this, or whether it's just increased the likelihood of getting caught. I'm not sure. Was it in the past that this all went on that we just didn't know? I don't know the answer to that. I don't know, but I think this is a absolutely disconcerting story, and it seems like no one cares. I don't know. Maybe we don't care about anything anymore. Billy in Myrtle Beach, and then Mike in Anderson. Billy, how are you, Billy? Good to have you.
Oh, doggone, Walt. That leads me into
offshore betting. What a dovetail. Oh, man. Yeah, I got to crack. I had to crack a little smile when you're calling. You're like, Billy in Myrtle Beach. Hey, Walt, on the Clemson game real quick, and I got some games for you. I would love to get your input on them. Actually, two tonight that I'm very intrigued by. The line, actually. But on the Bus Faulkner facing Tom Allen, you would consider Tom Allen an elite coordinator, correct?
Yes.
I mean, did you give him the edge over Buster?
No.
If you... you think that you categorize Tom Allen like Brent Venables, I'm assuming, right?
I think he's in that same class of coach, yes.
Okay. Well, I think Tom Allen, I mean, the more and more he's seen and worked with these Clemson defensive players in that unit, I think he'll win that battle. I really do. And I just, again, I even told Quark, I just think Clemson, these games, that they're up against the wall, and I just really like Clemson. I think you had a previous caller yesterday. I like Clemson. You know, I think the line's 51.5, 52. I like them 31-20, something like that. I really do. I think Clemson's going to control the line of scrimmage on both sides. I think that they've heard enough, and their backs are against the wall, and it's just hard for me not to take a Dabo coach team with a really good coaching staff. And for whatever reason, they're just not gelling. I just think this is the game, and they're going to hear a lot of boos, and they're going to hear, you know, that crowd coming at them, and Atlanta's on top. They're on top of you. Actually, been at that stadium
Billy,
quite a few times.
I hope you're right. I just don't see it. I think it's really difficult to project that right now, given the way this team has played. I think Georgia Tech is very, very dangerous to Clemson. I think I'm concerned about the defense. I'm concerned what I saw about the defense in the Troy game. I did not think the defense looked good in the Troy game. I thought there were a number of busts, MAs. I think that eye discipline is going to be vital here. I'm concerned about Sammy Brown in this game. I'm very concerned, and I love Sammy Brown. I think he's going to be one of the greats in Clemson football history. I'm concerned about this matchup for him. I just think, if you go back to the Georgia Tech Georgia game from last year, and Georgia Tech didn't look this way every game, but Georgia couldn't stop him at all. And that's with two round one NFL players that were drafted and thought of highly in Williams and Walker. They couldn't stop him at all. They couldn't even slow him down. Georgia Tech put up 5 to 10 yards of offense the first quarter. I'm concerned about the control of the game. This is going to be a low possession game. I don't think it's going to get to the score that you're talking about. And that's why I think the control of first down is going to be vital on both sides of this equation. But if you let Georgia Tech control first down as they did against Georgia last year, then you are at their mercy. And that's my concern right now. I don't think it's just Clemson's offense. I don't think the Clemson defense looked good against Troy either.
Hey, and Walt, I tell you what, one thing that you say about Haynes King in this offense, I don't even know if you could pick a better quarterback to run that offense. He fits in that offense perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean
perfectly.
He's built to run this offense. He's a maestro running this offense, and that's the danger. And then they have explosive skill guys around him, you know. So and that kid Hosley worries me because he wasn't part of this picture last year. He was at Penn playing in the Ivy League, and you know, now he's averaging 9.2 yards a carry in this offense.
Oh yeah, and I also agree with you with that. You could see the possibility of Sammy Brown over pursuing. I used to see that a lot with Brent Venables' defenses, where they would over pursue the play because they've got
a
very
young
athletic
player.
Sammy.
He still hasn't seen that much, you know. I mean, this is a game I'd rather. I think Sammy Brown's athletic potential and his potential, as I've said a million times, is just unbelievable. This is a game I'd rather have Bowyer on the field.
Oh yeah. Just assignment,
yes.
Sound is
yeah.
What you're saying.
Yeah,
assignment. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I got three games for you, Walt. I'll just go through them real quick. If you got any comments, that'd be great. I like tonight starting off Arizona getting 1.5. I'm not really seeing that. With Kansas State's a train wreck right now. I left UCLA and New Mexico alone. UCLA, both teams are terrible. And UCLA, I don't know about that. I really don't have a grasp on that one. I got Houston minus 4.5 over Colorado. Colorado's down to their third quarterback. And tomorrow, Pittsburgh.
Who they like, Westbrook, by the way. Who they like. They, you know, they're singing his praises. So, I, Billy, I'll just tell you, I don't like anything to do with that K-State game. I don't like either team. And in terms of Colorado and Houston, I like Houston. I think Fritz is a great coach. I think they have a talented quarterback in Wegman. And that might be the case, but I'm not laying that. I'm not laying 4.5 there. I'm just
Wegman's the he was the Texas A&M transfer.
Correct. Yeah, and I could see that game being 24-21, something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, rightfully so. And I mean, I played State last night. I told myself in the hotel I wasn't going to do it because but I did it. And yeah. Wake Forest game. I know. After the East Carolina game, but it won that one. And last one, Walt. Pittsburgh minus 7.5 over West Virginia. West Virginia's a train wreck right now. They're bad. They're playing bad football. And I think Pittsburgh's got a lot of talent, even though they're out there, and that's a rivalry game. But anyway, have a good weekend. Yeah, go Tigers,
Billy.
Walt.
Thank you, Billy. Look, I'm high on Pittsburgh. I said before the year that they were my surprise ACC team. I said I thought they could even make the ACC championship game. And nothing's changed, and I expect them to beat West Virginia. But that is a rivalry game, and I don't really want to lay 7.5 points in it. These are still early season games to me. This is an important weekend, I think, in sort of like discovery in terms of what these teams actually are. Mike and Anderson and Paul and Henry, two good callers. I'm coming right to you. Don't go anywhere. You'll lose your spot. Stay right there. Quick break.
Start your game day right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics as the Tigers travel down to Atlanta to take on the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Your broadcast day will start at 6 a.m. sharp as we'll get you ready for game day with the Tiger pregame show. Then we'll turn it over to Fax and Childers and his crew for the Tiger tailgate show at 9 o'clock. Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of the action. And then Donnell Clark and I, live in studio, will have the fifth quarter show for you to wrap up all of Saturday's action. Don't miss a moment of a Clemson game day right here on the Roar.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. The Beacon has served over 300 menu selections of burgers, barbecue, chicken, fish, and more for over 70 years. Jerry, what's been the most popular?
Chili cheese, I ain't playing Thai. I need flounder. Cheeseburger like a burger, make it crust. Give me a bacon whip, no trim.
Had a feeling you'd say that. Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John B. White Senior Boulevard in Spartanburg.
Hey, playing Thai.
60 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Robertson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right here in the upstate. 60 years. That means that many of the roofs you see every day, your neighbors, the roof at your favorite restaurant, or even the roofs you're driving past right now are likely a Joe Robertson and Son roof. Now you might be wondering why so many people here in the upstate have chosen Joe Robertson and Son for their roofing needs for six decades. And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work with them, you won't pay a single dime until the job's been completed to your satisfaction. So if you have any roofing needs, do what so many people in the upstate have done for the past 60 years. Make it a Joe Robertson and Son roof. Call 246-0886. That's 246-0886. Or visit robertsonroofing.com.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
This is where it starts. Where your story begins. This is the trail you blaze yourself. step by step, you get stronger, faster, better. This is where it starts. How will you finish? Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Searching for your dream home? Great Southern Homes is here to make it happen. Whether it's your first house or your forever home, we offer an amazing selection of plans and communities to fit every lifestyle. With endless personalization options and upgrades, you can create a space that's designed to fit your unique taste. From Clemson to Columbia and beyond, we'll help you find the perfect place, whether it's right around the corner or across the state. Discover greatness reimagined and check out our Clemson communities at greatsouthernhomes.com.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we have represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
55 Beatty Place, Suite 900, Greenville, South Carolina, 29601. Scott Trout, licensed in Missouri, Illinois, and Georgia only. CordellCordell.com.
Okay, quiz fans. What's one word to describe Whataburger's new prickly pear raspberry Whatafresher? Is the best word refreshing? Or does the real raspberry make you say tangy? Or perhaps the sweet prickly pear fruit is simply delicious? Actually, the only word to describe it is quenchy, tangy, sweet, delicious. And that may sound like four words, but we used hyphens. Introducing new Whatafreshers from Whataburger.
Whataburger.
Available for a limited time.
What's up, everybody? Sam Jones here. Join us this Friday night for the Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week, presented by Ingles. This Friday night takes us to Pendleton High School, where the Bulldogs face off with the Powdersville Patriots in what's become a fun, heated rivalry over the past few years. Join us every Friday night this fall, live here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Well, I've been looking real hard and I'm trying to find a job, but it just keeps getting tougher every day. But I got to do my part, 'cause I know in my heart I got to please my sweet baby, yeah. Well, I ain't superstitious and I don't get suspicious, but my woman is a friend of mine.
Walt Tiptula Road Rage. We actually just lost three people, so you can get in. And you can get in and make your calls and tell me what you think is going to happen and why. Like JJ did yesterday when he called in and told me that Wake Forest was going to destroy NC State and Claiborne was going to run all over them and Wake was going to win. What was it, 42 to 20? Was that it?
I don't remember.
It was something like that, JJ. And needless to say, JJ not here today, like after all those horse races. Let me get to Mike and Anderson. We'll take care of some business. You can get back in. You people are on hold. If you want to get in, 654-7627. That's the number to call, and you can get in right now. People always complain you can't get in. You really haven't been able to for the last couple weeks. You can get in right now. Mike, how are you, Mike? Good to have you.
Walter, good. Yes, sir. Thank you for getting me in. I had a serious comment question about the Tigers, but if you'll allow me just about a minute, yeah. I wanted to make a comment. Yesterday's over, it's done, but I've been listening to this station for 27 or 28 years, however long it's been on the air, and yesterday had to be the most, just the greatest show I've ever heard on this station. There have been a lot of them, and I pulled in my driveway probably about 5:20, 5:30 from work, and because I don't know how to use the app, and I don't think I have an FM radio in the house, I sat in my truck in my driveway and listened to probably 6:45, 6:50, I guess, till my wife called me in. And when I walked in, I was wiping tears from my eyes. Oh. And that's how much that show affected me yesterday. And so many great callers. And I know you've heard this today. I just wanted to thank you and Ramona I've been doing it for 17 years now, I think, but that's the best show I have ever heard on this station, and I hope and pray that I live one more year so I can do next year. Just fantastic.
Well, it's very kind. That's very kind of you, Mike. You know, we're just a servant in that regard, and but that's very, very kind of you. Thank you.
Okay. Well, it is. And another quick point, and then I'll get to my sports thing. After I sat down and I had eaten dinner, and I got to thinking about, again, the great callers you had yesterday, and I got to thinking about all the great callers I've heard at this station over the years, and I started writing down a top 10, and I think I got to 5 or 6. And if you'll allow me, number one would still have to be the late Buddy Brooks. He was just, he'd be hard to beat. There's some new ones now. Packer Backer would have to be number two. God, I wish he still called the show. And all of these callers are their top 10, top 5, top 6 in my book for different reasons. But Bingle John, great caller. Jason from Columbia, great caller. Man, they do a good job. And Game Will, and not because he's behind me, I think, but Paul from Innery. I just have always enjoyed their calls, whether I agree with them or not. So if you ever do a top 10, I'll call in and give my vote. How about
all right.
That?
All right, Mike. All right. I like that. It's pretty interesting. That's pretty interesting. I'm not sure that Buddy and Paul could be on the same list, though, Ramona, since they didn't necessarily see eye to eye.
No. If you ever get a chance to play those two, the clip that you play from time to time is priceless. But anyway, to my sports point, and this is based on a comment your previous caller made, and then it ties in with something I talked with about Kwok today. I've been a Tiger fan most of my life, all my life, actually, and I'm about to celebrate my 70th birthday.
Well, congratulations.
To give you some context on that. Thank you, sir. But I am as big a fan of Dabo Swinney, what he has done on the football field with this program, as anybody in the world. I am. But unlike a lot of callers who call this station, I don't think Dabo walks on water. Dabo is a human being, and he's subject to all foibles and follies that human beings make. And the caller mentioned, the last caller mentioned, that with their backs against the wall, he sees them winning 31-20. I've watched both teams play this year, and I, like you, Georgia Tech concerns the heck out of me. And I don't think that a team can just turn it on and off like a light switch. I hope I'm proven wrong tomorrow, but I just don't think it works that way. And when I watch the Tigers now, they don't have the swagger they used to, and I understand that comes from winning. And I just think the program is still a top 15, top 12 program in the country right now. I think there's no question about that in my mind. But if you look back at 2011 through 2020, that's about 10 years worth of football. Dabo Swinney has a record that rivals Bobby Bowden, Tom Osborne, many of the great coaches of all time, and I give him all the credit in the world, but I just think this program has fallen noticeably from where they used to be, the standard that Dabo set, and I wonder sometimes if they can ever get back to it, because we play in a different world now, and the NIL money be thrown around and all of that. But if you could comment on that, I sure would like to hear your take on that, Walt. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Look, I think they're fair comments. I think that many people who call this show and the station have expressed similar comments now over the last several years. I think this was the year that, in my mind, it was sort of supposed to be the get back to business year, get back to dominance year, get back to legitimate national title contender year. And again, I continue to hear the silliness of, you know, rat poison, and, well, you know, these players must have read their press clippings. I just think that's such horse crap. I mean, I think that's deflecting and blaming other people for failure. And I just think that that's just nonsense. I actually hate that. I, I, I resent it, actually. I think it's just utter silliness. We're not playing, okay? And we had nothing to do with Cade missing that throw to Brown that was set up on the screen in game one or any of that stuff. We're not the ones abandoning the pocket or missing wide open guys. I just don't think you can have that two ways. You know, all camp we heard about how great everything was. All right, so then when people are outside talk about how great it looks and how many returning starters, and then the team doesn't play, then the people are outside who said that are to blame. That's just stupid. Okay, that's just utter silliness. I mean, I reject that categorically. But having said that, you know, I think, Mike, you might be right, Mike, but I need more games to determine that. I think it's too soon. You know, I don't want to say that this team is close to either of those teams that won national championship games, but you know what? Neither of those teams were close at this stage either. They didn't look the part. LSU in 2019, first half of the year, didn't look the part at all. Their defense was horrific. They didn't look the part. They became a national championship team in the second half of the year. And I think we see that with great frequency. Like as of now, look, I watch every game. I'm not really impressed with anybody. I there's nobody I've watched thus far that I've looked at and said, oh, yeah, they're great. You know, they're going to play for the national championship. They're invincible. No, I actually feel like I know less right now than when the season started, which is very rare for me, but that's what I feel. I've not watched a single team thus far that I watched and said, man, they're impressive. That's the team to beat. You know, people are talking about the Green Bay Packers, the NFL, like they're that team right now. Maybe they are. It's real premature, but maybe they are. But at least people are... Based on play, people are identifying a team. Based on play, who would you say is that team right now? I don't think it's anybody. So, you know, Mike, I think what I'm saying to you is we need to let this season play out. We need to let this week play out before we start being certain about what the outcome of this season is and what the situation with Dabo Swinney is. And by the way, just to clarify, I'm not talking about hiring, firing. Dabo Swinney's going to coach here as long as he wants to and should. He's you know, I think he's as good a coach as there is in college football. You might not like what's happening right at this moment, and I get that. And if you tie this year in to the last few years, then I think you can make the argument Mike is making. My suggestion, though, Mike, is that it's still premature to do that. Now, after Saturday, maybe it won't be premature to do that. If Clemson loses, then I promise you, we're going to come back Monday, and those conversations are going to be taking place, that this is the same old thing from the last few years. And then more questions are going to have to be asked and answered. And at that point, the only win would be over Troy in a game you trailed 16-3 at the half. So it would look awful. It would look awful. This is a big game. This is a big game. Based on the things that Mike talked about, it is. But Mike, I'm not ready to go quite down your road yet because I was very optimistic about this team, given the talent they had, the returning talent. Right now, they seem a little lost at sea, and maybe that'll stay that way, but maybe it won't. You know, maybe, look, my belief is this team's going to turn around at some point and look more like the team I anticipated. As of this moment, that hasn't happened. Whether that's going to happen Saturday, I would agree with Mike. I mean, when you're not, it's a big ask to go from, you know, 20 miles an hour to 100 miles an hour. It's a big ask. I don't know that we're there yet. So what I'm sort of hoping for is a squeeze by, play better win on Saturday. That's sort of what I'm hoping for. That Clemson comes away with a 24-21 win and you feel better and you beat a real team and you won an important game. That's what I'm sort of hoping for. Whether that's going to happen or not remains to be seen. Sonny, I'm going to get to you in a minute. Let me tell you about Lake Kiwi Auto Group. Buy any new vehicle and spin to win up to 6 payments being taken care of by Lake Kiwi. That's crazy. Like Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and like Kiwi Ford is closing out summer with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive. Save up to 15 grand on new F-150. Save up to 15 grand on new Rams. You can compare and contrast them. See which you like best right there. Or save up to $20,000 on a new Dodge Charger EV. Fact is, like Kiwi has hundreds of vehicles deeply discounted for this massive sale. It's the end of summer sale at Lake Kiwi Auto Group. Plus, buy any new vehicle and you can spin to win. Up to six payments being covered by the dealership. So go see our good friends at Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and spin to win. Lake Kiwi is easy to find. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. 864-888-1200. 864-888-1200. And you will 100% thank me later. Tell them we sent you, as always. You know, again, as we go out to break, and Sonny will be first up when we get back, you can get in behind him. I just want to reiterate, I've watched every team in the country. And right now, I mean, I have some teams that I think look better than I thought, some teams that look worse, but there's nobody that I've looked at that I've said, man, they look awesome. Nobody. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem-solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blochaven.com.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
Sitting here today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asks, Walt, I got a call from someone telling me that they were from Medicare and they wanted to review my current insurance plan with me. I thought it was a scam and I just hung up on them. I'd like Gary's opinion on this call.
Great job, listener. I tell my customers that neither Medicare or Social Security will ever give you a call. Everything with the government is done in writing for backup. I even have charlatans telling my customers that I told them to call. Friggin' unbelievable. If you don't recognize a telephone number, don't answer the call. If you need further clarification, feel free to contact me at 864-307-8484.
There you have it, listener. Once again, Medicare and Social Security, do not call. As Gary generously offers, give him a call instead at 864-307-8484 should you have questions.
Hey, Clemson fans, college football is back, and to celebrate, Engineered Sleep is having a...